If you think the world is spinning a little too fast, you're onto something. There's evidence the Earth is rotating faster, tiny bit faster. But here's the thing. Because the planet does one revolution quicker, we might have to fix our clocks and subtract a second. Yeah, something like tick, 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 57, 58, zero, skipping a beat. And the planet may coordinate all that in 2029. Whew, what? Yeah. It's a lot to figure out. The good news is we have Duncan Agnew to explain. He's a geophysicist at UC San Diego's Scripps Institution and author of a new study on this in the journal Nature. Professor Agnew, this is complicated, but I understand the Earth is moving faster because of how the core works. Tell us a little more.
Well, the Earth's core is a very large mass of mostly molten iron, and there are currents in it that move around and generate the Earth's magnetic field, which changes with time. We know the core has these motions. We know they change. We don't really know much else. So what is happening, and we actually get this from looking at the rotation, is that the core as a whole is slowing down. It's been overall spinning a little bit slower, and that causes the rest of the Earth, the solid Earth above it, which is what we live on, to spin a little bit faster.
Okay, so the core spinning slowly means actually the Earth is spinning more quickly overall. I understand this has to do with angular momentum. We won't get into that, the physics there. But you're saying, you know, one day is always kind of approximately 24 hours, not exactly. And that means that our clocks, I gather, have to be adjusted for this faster spinning. They actually have to lose a second. And the question is why? I mean, why don't we just keep our clocks the same? They would be happy and we would be close enough.
The rules for producing the time scale are that our normal time scale is set by atomic clocks, and also that the time scale has to match what the Earth is showing. And since the Earth rotates at variable amounts, every so often there has to be an adjustment. It's like you have two clocks, you have to reset one of them. And so the reset, because the Earth is going would be going faster than the atomic clock, would be to take a second out of a minute.
Which means we have to fix our clocks, as you're saying, so that these clocks kind of align, right? The atomic clock that I'm looking at on my computer aligns with what's actually happening with the Earth. But I'm kind of thinking, is this Y2K? Could our computers and our clocks kind of flip out trying to minus 1 second?
So a bit of history, why is this true at all? Why do we do this? Well, in 1972, when this was set up, lots of people used celestial navigation to find where they were by looking at the stars. And for them, it was important that time reflect where the Earth was. That community has dwindled. The community that's grown is, of course, having interconnected computers. And for lots of reasons, you would like those computers to all be on the same time scale. And the problem is, if there's a leap second, then some person has to kind of put that into the computer. If somebody doesn't, then that computer is no longer synchronized with all the others. And the concern is largely that the negative leap second has never happened before. So doing this correctly when it's something you've done before is one thing. Doing it correctly when it's never happened before is another. Now, I can't tell you what the implications are. I'm not sure anybody really knows. And so in the time community, I know there's mostly a desire to not have to have leap seconds either way at this point. The way you would do that is to simply change the rules and say, okay, the time scale we use could depart by more than a second from what the Earth is showing.
We've been talking to Duncan Agnew, geophysicist at the Scripps Institute of Oceanography in San Diego, about time and how our clocks may have to change. Professor Agnew, thanks so much.
Thank you.